Hey folks, welcome back. If you spend any time on Pokemon Internet, the fuzzy consensus is Steel, Fairy, Ghost good, Bug, Ice, Rock bad. Well, the next logical step is, if Bug is so bad, why don't we just get rid of the type altogether? Why even keep around these bad types at all? In the past few videos, we came up with neat and simple math to rank the types, based on the type chart. Link in the description below if you're interested, but we came up with this ranking of the types. You might not agree exactly with this ranking, and that's because remember, this is just based on the offenses and defenses in the type chart. It doesn't take into account things like stats, weather, abilities, etc. But in my opinion, it's at least a somewhat reasonable ranking. So would the game really change that much if we just got rid of bug type all the way down here? Let's think about it by drawing up Bug's offensive and defensive relationships. What happens if Bug, and all these relationships along with it, just disappear overnight? Well, actually way more than I initially thought. Take Grass, for example. Bug, even though it's not a great type, is still super effective against Grass, and Grass can't hit Bug back very hard. With Bug gone, that's one obstacle just gone, vanished from Grass's path, making it a much more viable type. On the other hand, think of a type like Fire, which hits Bug for super effective damage. With Bug gone, it effectively loses one of the reasons that it's such a good type to begin with. Or consider Fairy and Steel, which resist Bug. Without Bug, there's one less thing that these types can resist, which inherently makes them weaker. Long story short, the best types in the game are at the top of the pack because of the existence of the worst types in the game. Their strength is built upon the weakness of those lower ranked types. Going back to our simple math, if we just delete the row and column in the type chart for Bug and re-rank the types, we go from these being the top 5 types in the game to instead these. Fairy drops to rank 5, Water claims rank 3, Ground claims rank 4, and Fire just straight up disappears from the top 5. Steel and Ghost, however, retain their top spots. In the bottom 5 spots, whereas before we had these 5, now we have this ranking. Grass gets a huge glow up, rising 4 spots. Fighting, Ice, and Normal all drop 1 spot, and Poison drops to the absolute worst type in the game. Likely because Poison was already not such a great type, and then we went and took away one of its resistances. So folks, even removing the bug type, commonly accepted as one of, if not the worst type in the game, would have these insane ripple effects that fundamentally change the balance between all of the other types. But the buff to Grass and nerf to Fire did get me thinking of a new concept. If something as simple as removing the bug type can lead to such gains or losses for the other types, it seems natural to come up with the concepts of enablers and blockers for each Pokemon type. In this case, Bug is an enabler to the Fire type, because with Bug in the game, Fire is in 4th place, but without Bug, Fire drops to 8th place. In other words, part of why Fire is ranked where it is because of the existence of the Bug type. On the contrary, Bug is a blocker to the Grass type, because with Bug, Grass is last, but without Bug, Grass gains 4 places in the ranking. An enabler keeps a type ranked highly, whereas a blocker keeps a type ranked low. This begs the natural question, for each type in the game, which other type is its biggest enabler, and which type is its biggest blocker? Starting with my favorite result here, the Fairy type, by far its biggest enabler is Dragon. Folks, without the Dragon type in the game, the Fairy type would drop 7 ranks, making it lower than the average type. The success of Fairy today, and I cannot stress this enough, is because it serves as a counter to Dragon, making its sole role for introduction in the first place so much more obvious when we look at the math here. Some other cool results for enabling types though. Ghost would actually drop 6 whole ranks if fighting did not exist, meaning it owes a lot of its current success to its immunity to fighting type moves. If Fairy was removed, Poison loses big time, dropping 6 ranks and becoming the new worst type in the game. Just like how Fairy's viability hinges on countering Dragon, a lot of Poison's viability hinges on countering Fairy's. And even though a lot of folks have floated the idea of removing Steel since it's just overpowered, we do need to note that doing so would hurt the fighting type quite a bit, since Steel is an enabling type for fighting. When it comes to the blocking types, there's some really interesting stuff that popped up that I hadn't even thought of. The biggest blocker in the game is Dark being a blocker to Psychic. If Dark disappeared overnight, and its super mismatched bidirectional relationship with Psychic went along with it, Psychic moves from the 15th ranked type all the way to the 9th. If we want to keep Bug in the game and instead make it better via removing some other type, the best type to remove would be Flying, which is currently Bug's biggest blocker. Without Flying, Bug would jump 5 spots in the ranking, moving from 16th to 11th, beating out Grass, Poison, Electric, Normal, Psychic, and Ice. I want to end on what might be the craziest result of all. The steel type, get this, has no blockers and no enablers. No matter which of the other 17 types in the game you remove, the steel type will not budge from its top spot. Sure, it gets nerfed or buffed a little bit depending on which type you remove, but its ranking will always stay at number 1. Which is just a testament to how steel's success does not hinge on the existence of any one type, but instead on its defensive relationships with dang near all of the types. By the way, if you're wondering which type we can remove without changing much of anything in the current ranking, it's unsurprisingly the normal type, whose deletion just leads to a swap between rock and electric, and then fighting moving below ice and psychic. On the other hand, removing the steel type causes the most chaos in all of the other types. Literally the rank of every other type changes except for water and dragon. Which isn't surprising because steel serves as an annoying wall to more than half of the types in the type chart. With that wall gone, the interactions of all the remaining types with each other becomes much, much more important. Going through all these cases was just super impactful for me to understand how interconnected the type chart is. We can theorize about just removing the worst types or even the most overpowered best types from the game, but the reality is that these types do not exist in a vacuum. The important relationships that these quote-unquote problematic types have with all of the other types in the game would cause way more chaos than you would expect. If you like this video, please like and subscribe for more videos just like this. Any comments are always welcome below, and I'll see all of you wonderful, wonderful people next time.